Welcome to your daily devotional, August 8th. I told you, John chapter 10, verses 24 and 25 is what we're going to be reading today. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, "How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me." Has not Jesus Christ told us very clearly that he is the Christ, the Son of God, a term which unmistakably connotes divinity? When on trial, he was asked point blank, "Tell us, if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "It is as you said." Can he be any clearer than this? Yet some in our day, with our text in this text, still don't understand. Some won't understand. They refuse to understand. Others have been blinded by false teaching in which unscrupulous folks twist the obvious meaning of Christ's words. Now the crux of my argument this morning is that Jesus, in fact, has told you every truth that you need to know. This is true regarding the Bible as a whole. For we read that all Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for all things in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. But we shall zero in on the direct quotes of Christ. Now it should not be necessary, I suppose, to introduce you to the sayings of Christ. However, a reminder and fresh perspective of them is always in season. John chapter 3 and verse 3. "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And then Jesus gives further clarity two verses later. "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Water is the physical birth. Spirit is the spiritual birth. Spiritual birth comes from believing in faith upon the only begotten Son of God, in no other way. "Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming, now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live." Eternal life awaits, but so does the judgment. Choose wisely. You cannot say that Jesus has not told you. Jesus says to him, that is the criminal on the cross who placed his faith in Christ, "Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." That can be found in Luke chapter 23 and verse 43. This teaches us that at death, a believer's spirit immediately goes into heaven to be with God. Jesus has told you, so take heart. "Most assuredly I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy." Are any here laden with sorrow, grief, or care? Through Christ, it shall be turned to joy in due time. Are there any here living alone or walking the Christian road alone in your home? Take heart if you do not bear this burden alone. Has not God told you, "I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. I told you." Will you take Jesus at his word?